Oh, hi. My name is Ricardo Acosta. I'm a technical designer in the Maquette team. And today we are gonna learn how to use this amazing tool for prototyping immersive experiences. And of course, we are gonna do everything inside VR. So come with me and let's start.
All right, okay, so here we are inside VR. And this is Maquette, as you can see. Like, I have the menus and the controllers and everything. And we are gonna be doing the presentation inside Maquette, which is actually really cool. The first thing that I would like to highlight is the fact that in Maquette, you have different slides. So just with your trigger, you can go up and down, and you know, you can go through the whole presentation, and that is exactly what we are gonna do. Okay, so let's get going. Maquette, prototyping in the next medium. But what is Microsoft Maquette anyways? Microsoft Maquette is an immersive prototyping tool. That means that when you are designing your app, you will be inside VR and you will be putting your assets and everything in VR, in 3D from scratch, which is awesome considering that the old way is kind of broken right now. With Maquette, you can do stuff like this. As you can see, it is pretty good and pretty nice. Stuff like that. So if you want to prototype rooms and environments, it's ideal for that kind of stuff. As you can see, like in this case, we were prototyping some like how a window would look, you know, in 3D. This is like a pretty rough prototype. It's also great to create art. As you can see, this is amazing, and I feel completely immersed in the art, which is great. Yeah, this is another example of a UI that is not like the typical UI where all this stuff is just floating around. This is like a purely 3D, like spatial UI. It looks awesome from inside. Yeah, but why should you use Maquette? If you are going to go through all the trouble of, you know, getting a VR headset and using that every day, because, you know, like you already know all the tools when you are designing a normal app. So you already know Sketch, you already know Illustrator, you already know Photoshop, Figma, you know, like all the tools that you usually use in design. Why should you just move to Maquette when designing these kind of apps? So let's go through it. The main reason is that 2D design workflows and toolsets don't work well in immersive experience. What do I mean by that? I mean this. If you are creating a VR app and you use Illustrator, your app probably will look something like this, pretty like probably a bit more beautiful, but a bit like this, just literally just like a flat thing that might be, you know, like floating around in the space, but it's mainly a 2D thing. Which, you know, that's what you can do when you're using Illustrator. You can do 2D stuff, and that makes sense. But, you know, in the 3D world, in the immersive medium, that doesn't quite work well. So what can you do? Should you just do everything using Blender? Yeah, you could do that. But the problem is that when you're in Blender, you're also in a screen. And also, you know, Blender can be complicated because these kind of 3D tools are not usual in a normal design workflow. You usually use, you know, Illustrator, Figma, Sketch, apps like that that are mainly 2D. And when you're creating your wireframes and your stuff, it's basically a 2D thing. But look at the advantages of using a real 3D app. So the first thing is that, as you can see, if I just put this stuff that I got from Illustrator and I just like put it here, suddenly I can see way more. Now I have the feeling of depth. I see this not just as shapes, but as actual objects. And I get like way more information right now. If we move forward, that means that if we just play with the same elements, we have something way more interesting. Like in the previous slide, everything was kind of boring. Everything was flat in the same plane. But because I'm actually in 3D, I can start working in different dimensions, and I can get something way cooler. And also, that works better in its own medium, that it's the 3D medium. And just this is awesome. This is a total game changer when you're designing a 3D app. But also another cool thing that you will find in Maquette is that you can actually see all this in context. One of the main problems or the main challenges when you're creating one of these 3D apps is that you are creating an app that will be on a living room, or it will be on on a warehouse or somewhere, and also so you will have to see them, like how big that app is, how far is from the user, how big is the text so I can actually read it. So there are like a lot of things that you just can't do on a screen. You have to see that in context in order to design it properly. And in here, you do it from scratch from the very beginning, and it's extremely natural and easy. So this is pretty much why I think that if you have been designing in 2D apps, you should just jump to Maquette. But let me show you the Maquette greatest features, because I think that they are very, very interesting. So the first thing is that you have a very easy 3D manipulation and positioning of objects. So if I have all these objects here and I want to, make something that makes sense, if I have to do that in 3D Max or in Blender, it will take me a while to actually position everything the way I want. But in here, it's extremely simple. You just like grab things, snap them to surfaces. Look at this. This is very simple. You can just like that, snap there, rotate, something like that. And now this icon here, snap again. Very easy, very easy. You can grab it all, put it here, and suddenly, this guy is suddenly using a super tiny app, but it was no effort at all just to put things where I wanted them. This is one of the greatest things about VR, obviously, and we in Maquette, we have tried to give you some tools that are, especially interesting for this, like the snapping tool and rotating. Also, you have other tools like the gimbal. So you are kind of like covered on manipulation and positioning objects. Then importing models to Maquette is a no-brainer at all. So in order to do that, I'm going to go to Blender, that it's here. I have the Maquette logo right here, so I'm going to export it. I'm going to export it to FBX, and the only thing that you need to do is you just need to put it on a folder. So there is a folder for that. It's called it's in Documents, Maquette Objects. So you just put it there, export. You're good to go now. We can go back to Maquette. And now it's part of the assets. So here is your model right there. Actually, I think we can get, yeah. So this is your model right here. Let's just change the color a little bit. That's pretty good. Actually, something a bit nicer. As you can see, we also have materials that you can play around with. And this is your model right there. You didn't have to configure anything. You didn't have to do anything apart from just put a file on a folder. Very, very easy. What if you want to import a picture or an image? So let's see. Let's go to Photoshop, export. Let's export it. Save. And again, you just need to put it on Documents, Maquette, Images. You just like put it there. Save. Let's go back to Maquette. And now you will be able to find that here. Here we are, Maquette rocks. As you can see, it all has alpha and works pretty well. No-brainer mother import. Another cool thing is that you are able to work in context. So we will give you some environments that are very useful for you to try your designs. And the way you do it is also very simple. So you go to environment and now show 3D background, and suddenly you have this photogrammetry scene where you can see now how big things are. So this one is a bit too big. So let's put it like something like this. And now, yeah, that works much better. Another thing that you can do is that you can emulate AR in here. So sometimes getting your hands a HoloLens is actually complicated because, you know, they are scarce at the moment, or, you know, for any reason. Like, it's more likely that you have a VR headset than a HoloLens right now. So if you want to try your HoloLens design in VR, you can do it using Maquette. It's actually, again, very simple. So you go Labs, AR Simulation, and here we are. So now you can see the app being emulated. I think that you can't see that on, like, in the screencast. Yeah, I think, yeah, you can't. But inside, like in my headset, and I'm seeing this as I was seeing a HoloLens, like a normal HoloLens app. All right. Okay, let me get rid of this thing. All right. Yeah, so another cool thing that you can do, one of my favorite features, is that you can create a video out of your 3D design in a super simple way. So pretty much you go here, media type, well, you can create pictures like that. But let's create a video. So media type, video. And now I'm creating a video. I'm going to start recording. I'm recording now. And I can communicate a flow, right, like that. Okay, and that's it. And I can now share this video with my peers. So if I just show in Explorer, you will see that the video is actually here. So that is the video right there. It's a super good quality, and, you know, it's ready to be shared. Okay. Okay. So enough talking. I think that it is better if I just show you how to design something using Maquette. It's going to be something very, you know, very short and very simple, but I think it's worth trying. So, yeah, let's get going. Okay, so here I am in a new Maquette project. So this is an empty scene, and let's go. We're going to create like a kind of like a movie app, kind of like a Netflix or Hulu app in AR. So let's get going. Like, the first thing that I'm gonna do, I'm going to create myself some context. I could use a 3D environment, but I think it's just better if I show you how to create your own environment from scratch. So the first thing that I'm gonna do, I'm gonna pull an asset here. And in the measurements, I'm going to make sure that is big enough. So it's gonna be something like, yeah, 4 meters by another 4 meters, and by, yeah, around 3 meters. So this is gonna be my room, the living room, and I'm gonna lock it in space. So now I can't grab it. And I'm now here inside the room. So let's put some furniture here. So the first thing, if we're creating a living room, is of course a sofa. So yeah, sofa right there. As you can see, putting stuff in there is very simple. I'm going to put a human. I usually just put a human all the time just to make sure that everything makes, like all the sizes and everything makes sense. So now I know that the sofa was a bit too small. All right, that's all right. Okay, so now we're gonna need a table, maybe. Table, something like that, it's okay. Maybe someone sitting on that couch would be fine. That's fine. Okay, what else? Okay, all right, so something to put the TV on. That's all right. Now let's create a little TV. So, a good size one. Okay, that's a nice one. All right, yeah, that sounds fine. Let's put some shelves. Whoop. Okay, that's enough. That's too big, something like this. Shelf, nice. Maybe, oh, it's for table, nice. Oh, like a little comfy chair right there. That's all right. Like dog bed for the dog. That's all right. A little table here, maybe. What else? There's something for the coats. All right. Right there. That's fine. Now let's create like a little door. Okay. Door. Bam, bam, bam. As you can see, everything is quite not technical. So it's just all about just like putting stuff where it should be, and everything is extremely natural. So I think that this is like a pretty decent environment to start designing. Oh, there's something we could do actually, is like we can add a light. Let's add a color light, like something like this. Fine. All right. Okay. Let's change the intensity to something a bit more cozy. Okay, that's enough, I think. All right, so one thing that I'm gonna do now, because this is supposed to be the background, just the context, I'm going to just change the color of everything to something darker. A bit darker, maybe. Hold on. Yeah, my light changed color as well. That's all right. Okay, here we are. I think we're good now. Okay, so another thing that I'm going to do now, I'm going to lock everything so I don't actually touch it by mistake, because I'm going to focus on what I really want, that is the actual UI. So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to create like a black thingy. So in here I'm going to put like the list of movies, pretty much something like this. And as you can see, if I want to see how big this is or how far it is, I can just like put myself next to this guy and I can see how this is gonna look. I don't have to work on that size because I can zoom in and out like in a very super simple way. Okay, so I think that this is kind of all right. So I'm going to change the radius of that a little bit more, actually. I want that completely rounded. I think that's fine. And I'm going to put things in here, a few movie posters. I got these posters from an AI, actually. Not this one. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So they are actually not really movie posters. They just look like them, which is awesome. But if you take a look at them, they are not actually you know, real posters or real images. They just look like it, which is, you know, mental. All right. So something like this. Again, as you can see, they are not aligned perfectly, but it doesn't matter because right now, this is not what I'm looking for. Maquette is just a prototyping tool, and it's all about expressing the idea, so I don't have to care too much about alignment sizes and, you know, like being perfect. It's not about this. It's just like, you know, prototyping something real quick so we can express an idea and we can iterate on that idea. So, yeah, something like this is full right. Okay, so we have now like a little menu, which is pretty nice. But because this is 3D, I recommend just, you know, like let's just add a little bit of distance between the actual movie posters and this surface, and it adds a lot inside. Okay, so now we are going to create like this selected movie. Okay, so for that, I'm going to use this border thing. This selected movie is going to be this one, maybe. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, something like this. A bit less. All right, now I'm going to change the size of that. A little bit of radius, maybe. Yeah, a little bit of stroke. That's all right. And again, I'm going to just like do that because it adds a little bit. Okay, so I'm gonna need like, this is selected and I'm gonna need, you know, like all the description and all the data from there. So I'm going to use another black square and I'm gonna snap it there. So I'm using the same orientation and it's gonna be something like that. I think that makes sense, actually. I'm going to use the gimbal now to just change the rotation on that axis. And I'm, you know, we're pretty good here. A bit of radius, just a little bit. That's too much. That's fine. That's all right. We can also change the transparency of it. So let's do something a bit transparent. Yeah, that's all right. Okay, so now let's add this in here. This is going to be our selected picture. That is pretty good. That's it. A bit. Yeah. Okay, and now we are going to add some text. So I'm thinking that probably we are going to need a title here. Boom. Title. We have like a Lorem Ipsum generator here. So this is just like a Lorem Ipsum title. And description here. If I press this like several times, I will get like a nice text. That's fine. And I'm going to change the color a little bit. That's all right. Okay, this is looking good. All right, actually, I'm going to change the size a little bit, something like that. As you see, adjusting sizes is pretty straightforward. And now in here, I'm going to put like a few icons, like let's say a couple of icons. Right, so in here, we have all the images, but we have the Maquette library where you can find like a bunch of icons. There are really a lot of them. I'm going to use this guy because I think it's kind of related to movies, right? So it's going to be there. That's all right. And the other one, this one, boom, boom, smaller, smaller, smaller. Again, you don't have to worry about being exact. This is not what Maquette is about. All right, it's all about expressing yourself. Okay, so again, let's create a little thingy there. That's all right. Okay, border size, something like that. Radius, yes, please. That's pretty good, but it's not great. So, okay, let's fiddle a little bit with it. That's better. Okay, again, because we are in 3D, we can do stuff like this. So we can actually add a little bit there. Actually, I'm going to duplicate that thing because I really like it. Okay, and I'm going to use that in here. I think that will look cool. I'm actually improvising. It's like, this is what you should do. That's why we created Maquette, so you can actually improvise as well while you're doing this. Okay, yeah, that looks better. A bit more radius, I think. Yeah, and now we can... We can fiddle a little bit with this. Right on. Okay, and look at this. This is pretty neat. Actually, like now, we can actually put the next picture goes here like that. And yeah, this one. This one goes there. And we're gonna need a couple of more icons, maybe this guy. Okay, right on. Bam and bam. Yeah, that's pretty good. So yeah, as you can see, like, we created this in nearly 10 minutes, and yeah, like, now you have a pretty, you know, it's not amazing, but it's a pretty good UI that you created, and it's all 3D from scratch, and yeah, like, this is an actual UI that you can now go ahead, create a video out of it, and you can share this UI with your peers. So this UI is proven that it's readable because you actually tried it, and it's totally readable. You can just like press it with your hand in case you are using HoloLens 2 or something like that. It's a, you know, pretty decent UI that would have taken ages to actually do something like this in Illustrator, and then you go to Unity or somewhere to actually, you know, iterate in this kind of design. And here we iterated in 10 minutes. So yeah, here's that. So that's why I think Maquette is a super powerful tool that you should include in your current design toolset.
Woo, that was intense. All right, so I hope that you learned something today. If you're looking forward to learn more, you can always go to our YouTube page where you can find a lot of new tutorials. Also, if you have any feedback, we are always looking to improve. So just keep in touch with us. And yeah, that's all for today. So yeah, have a good one, guys.